Morning decisions. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? A sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel or that white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Start your day with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Marion McCone and Larry Donnelly are with us, but before we talk to them, let's hear a little bit of US President Joe Biden welcoming Donald Trump back to the White House yesterday.
Mr. President-elect and former President,
thank you,
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
And looking forward to having a, like we said, a smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today.
So. Good.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much. And politics is tough. And it's, in many cases, not a very nice world. But it is a nice world today. And I appreciate it very much. And a transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get. And I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
Mary McKeown, how important was it, given Donald Trump's failure to do something similar 4 years ago, that Joe Biden showed the good manners to welcome the elected incoming president to the White House?
Yeah, you know, he had to do it because this is American democracy and there is supposed to be a peaceful transfer of power. And because Trump tried to disrupt everything in 2020 is no reason to, it's all the more reason, arguably, that you go back to, you know, normal traditional methods of handing over government, extending courtesy to the incoming president. I mean, some people have said, look, this is normalizing crazy, but in fact, you've got to just do these things. Biden didn't look thrilled. It has to be said, Melania Trump didn't bother turning up at all. She snubbed Jill Biden's invitation and sent a press statement saying she wishes her husband great success, which sounded to me like she was breaking up with him via press statement. But apparently she doesn't have plans to spend a whole lot of time in the White House. But it is, as I say, you know, presumably Biden will also turn up at the inauguration, which Trump didn't do either. But, you know, this is how it should be done.
But then it's what Donald Trump is doing in forming his new administration. Larry Donnelly, tell us who Matt Gaetz is.
Matt Gaetz is probably the hottest right wing and the most disliked Republican in the House of Representatives. He's from Florida. He is from a political family, a political slash real estate family. He went to college. He went to law school, practiced law for a couple of years, and then went into politics first at the state level. And then got himself elected to Congress. To say he's been dogged by controversy since day one is an understatement. The reality is this guy has been dogged by investigations from the Department of Justice, from congressional ethics committees on things ranging from his involvement with sex traffickers to his use of illegal drugs over the years. Now, it's important to say Department of Justice didn't go ahead with any formal prosecution, but the House Ethics Committee was still investigating these things and slated to file a report by the end of this week when all of a sudden Donald Trump decided to appoint his ally to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's the one who Donald Trump wants to be the chief law enforcement official for the United States. Now, to say this was a flabbergasting announcement that took just about everyone by shock is no overstatement. I mean, the stunned expressions of media people when this was announced, not just on so-called liberal media, but on Fox News as well. This took everybody by surprise, and it signals a couple things. Number one, that Donald Trump is determined to go after the Department of Justice and certain individuals who he believes maligned him and went after him unfairly. It also signals that he is going to demand loyalty from the United States Senate. Indeed, he seems determined to get this nomination across the line But I think it's going to be a very, very big ask. A lot of these other appointments have been controversial. My own view is that they will probably be confirmed. But I think Matt Gaetz, given all that's known about him, how widely disliked he is, I think he might be a bridge too far for certain members of the Senate.
Let's hear some Republicans reacting to this. This is Ohio's Max Miller and Louisiana's Steve Scalise giving their reaction to the appointment of Gaetz as Attorney General.
When it comes to the selection of Representative Gaetz, I just think it's silly. I believe that the president is probably rewarding him for being such a loyal soldier to the president. But the president is smart enough and his team is smart enough to know that Mr. Gaetz will never get confirmed by the Senate whatsoever. And so this is just going to be a very long period of time for him that he's going to get excoriated by members of the Senate on both sides of the aisle because he's never been a team player and he's never helped out this conference.
Probe was dropped, but ultimately Matt Gaetz being picked by President Trump, I think, is a strong statement that the weaponization of government, you know, and the Biden administration using government against their political enemies is coming to an end. That party's over. And we're going to clean up the mess over at the Department of Justice. And, you know, Matt Gaetz surely is going to be focused on making sure that agencies like the Department of Justice work for the American people, not against their political opponents. And that had been going on for too long.
Tell us, though, as well, Marion, just to clarify a little more about what this allows Gaetz to escape, essentially.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I spoke to a couple of Republicans yesterday, just staffers on the floor, and they said that the Republican Party was expecting Bob Dufour or, you know, somebody like that to be named. That was, but they, one of them said to me, look, Trump got in the plane with Matt Gaetz. When he flew up with him from Florida to D.C. yesterday, nobody was talking about Matt Gaetz. By the time the two of them got off the plane, Matt Gaetz was the guy. So whatever was said on the plane, they reckon that was what clinched it. He's been, you know, he's been in trouble. One of his close friends, Joel Greenberg, a Florida tax collector, is serving 11 years in prison at the moment for sex trafficking and about five other federal convictions. Matt Gaetz is a seamy guy, and he's reviled in Congress. Larry mentioned that as well. He's absolutely reviled by about 80% of Republicans. This report will be leaked. There's no doubt about it, and not by Democrats. He has enough of his own enemies who want to stick the knife in him. But he shared pornographic images and videos on the floor of the Senate. He boasted about the amount of drugs he took, illegal drugs. You know, his behaviour on the Senate floor is also subject of the investigation. I was there the night when the Kevin McCarthy, the 14 rounds before he got confirmed, or 15 rounds, when Matt Gaetz was involved. I think it was Mike Rogers who went for him. There was a scuffle. And then he claimed that Kevin McCarthy, who he ousted, was singularly responsible for ousting and all the chaos that followed, elbowed him in the kidneys when he walked by him. I mean, he's just a guy that's a lightning rod for controversy. He has no business being in the Department of Justice. He's been under investigation for sexual misconduct. And there is an irony that Trump, of course, who was civilly adjudicated to have sexually assaulted E. Jean Carroll, has appointed an attorney general who's also been under investigation for sexual assault. Now, the federal investigation was dropped. No charges were filed. It is important to say that. But Gaetz has just seen, you know, he's always one of these clowns.
Okay.
Stage at CPAC, and he's wholly unsuitable for the position.
But then what about, Larry, the appointment of perhaps Russia's favourite American, Tulsi Gabbard, to the position of Director of National Intelligence?
Yeah, I mean, Gabbard is somebody who started off as a Democrat and indeed supported Bernie Sanders for president once upon a time, but has undergone something of an evolution, I think primarily motivated by her own military service, and I think her feeling that it was all futile. This has led her to, I suppose, butt heads with the American foreign policy establishment, and has led her all the way to consort, if you will, I suppose, with leaders and say praiseworthy things about Putin and indeed the guy in Syria as well, which I think is deeply worrying. But one thing I will say is that, look, Trump has come to office with this idea that he is going to do things differently, that he rejects what the establishment, especially the foreign policy establishment, says. I'm not usually surprised to see Gabbard get this nomination. And I think she probably on those grounds is distinguishable from Gaetz. My own guess is that she would be confirmed by a majority for all the reasons that I've outlined. But of course, her critics are going to continue to have a go for her. And she certainly is, in terms of her own political evolution, something of an unusual character. But I think that idea of Democrats switch to Republican because of Trump, I think that narrative appeals to him. And I think it'll appeal to some in the Senate who will likely cast their votes for her.
And if he wants to troll any further Donald Trump in his appointments, Marion, will there be jobs for Marjorie Taylor Greene, perhaps? And what about the health position for Robert Kennedy?
Well, you know, we've all been joking about this. Will there be a job for the MyPillow guy? Will he become the Treasury Secretary? Will Marjorie Taylor Greene? It seems that, you know, nothing seems to be off limits. And I think that it is Trump throwing down the gauntlet to the Republican-controlled Senate, which will be, I beg your pardon, from the beginning of January, will be controlled by Republicans, saying, this is what I want. Try and stop me. Don't even dare. Now, John Thune, who has just been elected as the Republican Senate Majority Leader, replacing Mitch McConnell, is quite well liked by some Democrats. He's a conservative, but he's regarded as somebody they can work with. They were dreading the prospect of Rick Scott, who Elon Musk and Trump had. Well, Trump stayed out of it, but he let it be known that he, you know, Scott was his guy. So he didn't get elected Senate leader. I think it's going to be, look, if Trump doesn't get the Senate, which I think he will, as Larry said, to pass almost all of these, he'll just do recess appointments, or he'll do acting secretaries. He already said he likes that because they never have to be confirmed. And then if you want to get rid of them, there isn't any, okay. You know, you can just push them out the door.
Well,
it's going to be a crazy couple of months.
Well, one last one to you, Larry. I think if Cal Thomas was with us, he'd probably be delighted with Mike Huckabee being made ambassador to Israel, because Mike Huckabee, amongst other things, has said there is no such thing as Palestine. He has no interest in a two-state solution. He wants a one-state solution, and that state is simply Israel. So for whatever about the critics the left may have of Joe Biden's administration's support for what Israel is doing, what is likely to happen now?
Yeah, make no mistake, this guy is a solid an ally for Israel. I mean, over the top, not just Netanyahu, but elements to the right of Netanyahu, he has cozy relationships with. So, of course, it's worried. And this is one of the areas, Matt, I wasn't sure which way Trump would pivot. Remember, Arab American leaders in the state in Michigan and elsewhere were cozying up to him. He was saying, you know, good things to them, things that they liked. Which way was he going to turn out as president? Well, if the appointment of Mike Huckabee signals anything, it is going to be even more hawkish in favor of Israel. But I do suspect that Trump is going to take this attitude of whatever you're going to do, Israel, do it quick and get it over with, because he doesn't like sustained conflict. Now, what the hell that's going to mean in practice and on the ground and for the people in Gaza, God only knows.
Larry Donnelly, Marion McKeown, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.